For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
This is Woody with the goodies on the Top 60 Show. Right back following the news headlines at 6 o'clock. Mike Rass will be reporting. Stand by. More fun!
That irrepressible voice has graced the radio airwaves for more than 50 years. It's the unmistakable enthusiasm of South Carolina broadcasting legend Woody Windham. Generations of Carolina listeners have grown up with Woody with the goodies, whether he was playing rock and roll, country, or beach music. Windham says his long career started in his native Darlington County with a lie inspired by his mother.
She said, "What do you want to do?" I said, "Well, I'd like to be in show business somehow." She said, "Get out there on that road and hitchhike into Darlington and walk into that radio station up there, WDAR, and tell them you've done it before. You're a good liar. Tell them you've done it before and they'll give you a job." Sure as heck, that's exactly what I did. I was 20. It was 1960.
Windham was honored in 2010 with the Master's Award from the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. In his acceptance speech, he talked about his mentor, another broadcasting giant, former USC Gamecock sportscaster Bob Fulton, who inspired his longtime slogan.
I remember Bob walking in one day and going, "You know, Dad, what you really need to do is call yourself Woody with the Goodies." I like that. I turned right around and did it on the air and been doing it for 50 years. Thanks, Bob, for that.
What a brilliant man. Great idea, man. No details at all. He just gave you great ideas. They just poured out of his head.
Later, Woody was seen as well as heard as he broadcast for several years from a glass booth on Columbia's Main Street.
Most people think I was out there my whole life because they drive by and see me, you know. But that was one of the most instrumental parts of my career, being in that glass booth where people could see you. It was really big time.
With all the music Woody has played in his life, he still remembers the first record he ever got.
"Up in the Morning and Out to School, School Days" by Chuck Berry. I got it from a jukebox operator who came by to change the records every month or so. And that record had been played so many times you could see through it. And he gave it to me.
Woody was not the only Windham to be heard on the radio. His brother Leo also came into the business, and eventually they joined forces.
He was over on AM, and I talked him into coming over. And he just sat down one day, started talking. I knew we'd have magic. I'm 10 years older than him, so he was a kid when I left home, and I never knew him. Got to know each other on the air, man. It was great.
The Windham brothers had popular shows for years. In the 80s, they showed their famous comedic talents with a novelty song Woody wrote when gasoline hit $1 per gallon.
Dollar gas, kiss my trash, I just ain't gonna pay.
Windham has worked for 23 radio stations in his career and now is a pioneer in the field of internet radio. He predicted the internet will bring a huge change to the medium.
Terrestrial broadcast radio will not be here, and everything will be on the internet. Everybody will be doing what I'm doing. But I got the head start, man. I'm way in there ahead of them.
And he'll keep ahead if he has anything to say about it. Even after nearly 60 years on the air, Woody has no intention to retire.
I'm not going to retire. I'm going to die at the mic. I'll be on the air one day and you hear a thump and then total silence. You'll know that Woody just died at the mic.
But with the energy he gets from the music he loves, Windham thinks it's likely that that day is a long way away.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Power. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.